Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Relatable Reality on Liz's birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday, friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for being cool with the recording today.
Yeah. So I don't have anything to do until the football game. So
okay. Good.
Just chilling.
Well, it's kind of nice to chat, to wake up and chat.
Yeah, it is.
This week was a little bit wild, and so we pushed it to Saturday morning, and now I'm like having the most annoying Saturday morning ever. So it's fine. Maybe talking to you will help me chill the fuck out.
Let's hope so. Yeah, this last week has been wild.
Okay, tell me about your week.
It's just been like one thing after the other. I haven't sat down for 5 minutes. I haven't gotten home till 9:30 at night. I leave at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I haven't gotten home till like 9 or 9:30 every single night.
It's a lot.
Right. And then last weekend, we had a football game, obviously, and then we had a concert to go to. So we went to the concert and my little cousin ended up coming with us. But concerts are fun, but they're not relaxing.
They're draining.
Right.
Especially if, like, did you have to drive a little ways?
We had to drive all the way to downtown LA.
Okay. Yeah. So that takes a toll too. It's like the traffic getting there and then the chaos of leaving, getting your car, getting on the freeway. Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. So there was a lot going on. And my little cousin had played a football game all day. So he was exhausted. We had to, and it was a standing room only concert.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
And so I'm like, dude, you got to drink a Red Bull or something. Like, I'm not sitting in the car. I spent all this money on these concert tickets and I'm not sitting in the car with
right.
you.
Right. Why? So was he falling asleep?
No, but he was like, I'm literally so sore. I can't stand anymore. And so there was only like one band before the people that we went to see. Mm-hmm. And so during half of their set, I was like, all right, let's go try to find a bench or something. There's no benches. And I was like, you can sit on the stairs. If you need to sit, sit here on the stairs. So he did for like 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then Christian had come back because he was still in there. And Christian came back and he's like, dude, I'm not sitting for this next band. Mm-hmm. Like, they're who we paid all this money to come see. So mm-hmm. we just bought him an energy drink. And we're like, you got to start. Like,
yeah, get
through.
It together.
Right.
Oh, damn.
I felt bad for him, but it is what it is.
I'm sure he had fun, though.
He did. So, but it doesn't, like, that doesn't make for a relaxing weekend. Like, you're not recharging yourself.
No.
At all.
Yeah. Well, that's still fun, though. You got to get out and do, like, go to a concert, do something out of the norm.
Right. I was texting you at the concert, though. Like, situations like that now give me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I walk in there and I feel like, I can't breathe. I can't. Like, have
you
to,
like, the room is closing on you.
Yes. Like, I have to tell myself, it's fine. It's just a concert. You've been to concerts a million times. It's really not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. You have to talk yourself off the ledge.
Right.
I hate that.
But the whole time I'm like, no, there's a lump in my throat. Like, I literally felt like there was like a ping pong ball in my throat. Like, I can't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with your nephew on top of it, it's hard because you're already dealing with yourself.
Right. And he's self-sufficient for the most part, but.
Yeah, but you're trying to comfort him.
Right. You still feel like you have to be strong and like supportive towards him. But on the inside, you're like, I'm not cool right now. Like, I'm really not cool.
Yeah, I'm having a not great time.
Right.
I get that for sure. Well, I'm glad you made it through, though, and that you're okay. It does feel super shitty, though.
Right. And I'm like, no, I need to be doing this stuff. Like, you need to go out. You need to have fun. You need to do all this stuff. Like, the things that are more fun, more people go to. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but, I know. Doesn't make it easier, though.
No.
What else did you do this week? How was work?
Work was good. About the same, honestly. Yesterday at work, my boss, we celebrated my birthday yesterday. So she
That's right. That's fine.
She bought me a cake and she bought everybody lunch.
That's which, super nice.
I don't know. Like, on one aspect, I kind of feel bad. And on the other aspect, I don't, because I'm the only employee she buys everybody lunch for their birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Everybody else like gets a cake and we take like 5 minutes, sing, and then.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then
does it irritate other people?
I don't know. Nobody says anything, but why would they say anything, you know? But, and then on my her birthday and my birthday are the only ones that we take like a 2.5 hour lunch and she orders and everybody eats together. And
I am dead. What the hell?
I know.
That's funny.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but.
No, of course not. But it's, yeah. That's
if it wasn't me, I would be like, what the fuck? What's so special about them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. What'd you guys have for your lunch?
Just Miguel's Jr.
That's so fun, though.
So, yeah. It was fun. We had a good time. And I didn't have to work for 2.5 hours, so.
And it was Friday.
And it was Friday.
So, what do you guys have planned today for your birthday besides football games?
So, just one game, and then we're going to go up to the mountains and stay at my father-in-law's cabin.
Oh, good.
For the night, and then just hang out and chill and
get out and do something different.
Yeah. Kind of disconnect from
everything. I love that. That'll be fun.
So yeah, it'll be a good time.
Oh, good for you. Like it's only 7:50 on Saturday morning. I'm already over this weekend.
I know.
How's your week feeling been? Like that. The week's been fine. Ended up getting called in fucking jury duty on Wednesday. My day off. And I was freaking out because I had forgot to call on Monday night or like check on Monday night. I had a report Tuesday. So then I like randomly remembered late Tuesday night. And then I was like, holy shit, jury duty. And then I saw I had a report Wednesday. I was like, damn it. I hope I'm not in trouble. Because like sometimes if you miss and you show up, they like automatically like you're going to get picked, basically.
Right.
You're in trouble. So I was like, damn it, damn it. So I get there and there's a super long line and everyone was saying how they were annoyed they had to come in, how they thought they weren't going to have to come in this week. So I think I was fine.
You felt better about it.
Yeah, I don't think I missed a day. So we get in there and it's whatever, you know, you just sit and wait for a name to be called, to be told what to do, whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I charged my fucking phone and my headphones last night so I could watch all my shows at jury duty.
Right.
Freaking sit down and I cannot get my headphones to connect. And so I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, okay, let me try resetting it. They just weren't even on. I don't know what happened. Like, they were fully charged, but then they just wouldn't work. So I was livid.
I don't blame you.
I just was so bummed because I'm like, okay, I told myself like it'll be fine. You're going to make the most of this time. And then that was like the first thing to happen. I was just like, no, dude, please, please. I don't want to do this right now. Like I was so sad. And then luckily I had bought a new book I had just bought from Colleen Hoover, something. And so I was like, all right, I'll just start reading, I guess, you know, annoyed. But it's a really good book. So I was like, okay, this is fine. Like, when else are you going to have this time to read?
Right.
And everyone's so quiet in jury duty. Like, nobody's talking to each other. It's like dead silent.
Like, awkwardly quiet.
It's so odd.
Yeah.
It's so odd. So whatever. I sat there. I got snacks from the vending machine. And then I was eventually released like right before noon. So that was nice.
Thank God.
Then the next day, like probably like 3 or 4 hours before my shift was over, I started to feel so not good. Like, so my throat was on fire and I had like, I felt like if I closed my eyes standing up, I would pass out. I was so exhausted. So I'm like, I think I need to go home. And then I just got worse. So I'm pretty sure I caught like some kind of bug from jury duty, probably.
Probably all those random ass people.
Yeah. But by like late last night, I started to feel better, but I slept so much. So much. So Thursday I came home from work and I slept for 4 hours. And then I was supposed to have practice that night and like everything, but I stayed home. They ran practice without me. And then,
that's good though. You sometimes you just need a day off.
I know. So I don't usually allow myself to like not show up, but
right.
I was like, I can't, I like couldn't even stand. I was so beat. Then I went to bed really early that night. And then yesterday I was just like in and out of sleep all day. I was fucking beat. So.
Oh my goodness.
And then Miles.
You need it though.
I know. But it's just like, it's hard to slow down. And then I look around the house when I have the energy again. I'm like, the house is a fucking wreck and I'm irritated.
I know.
Because I can't have 18 hours off without, you know, chaos happening. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just Miles like demands so much attention that it's hard to do anything else.
Even not having kids, like if I take a weekend day off, then I feel guilty because I didn't do anything. And your house looks like a wreck. Right.
Right. But, I didn't pick up all the clothes. I didn't start the laundry. I didn't finish the, like, I'm so annoyed. Anyways.
Right. I get it.
Today.
So then just having kids, it just like makes everything exponentially worse.
And harder just because you don't have the time.
Right.
And there's more of the stuff to clean.
Yes. And there's more people and less help because they're all children.
Yes. Yes. I was watching TikTok a lot, obviously, over the last 2 days. And there was this TikTok of this old lady, like, dressed to the nines, like, looking fucking fabulous, probably in her, like, 80s.
Okay.
And she was like, there's nothing wrong with women not having children. She's like, I didn't have kids. I didn't want kids. I didn't have grandchildren. And I still had a fucking phenomenal life. And she's like, kids don't make your life better. They give you different stress. Like, I didn't want that stress in her life. And she was just like talking about how if women, like if people stop her on the street and call her granny, she's always like, I'm not a granny by choice. So don't call
her. Damn.
It was so fucking good. It was so good. It was so funny at the same time. Because I can sometimes relate where I'm like, I get it. Like, I get why people do not have children. It is.
Right.
It is a lot. And I didn't really feel that until Miles. And I don't know if it's because I'm older, my career's in a different place. Like the other kids felt easier. I don't know what it is, but the other after kids Miles
were easier.
Yeah. They were. I know.
They just were. Miles is difficult.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, this week wasn't a bad week. It just was kind of like I don't know. I feel like every week when we talk and we talk about our weeks, I'm always like, there can't be that much to talk about. Like, it's only been a week, but so much happens.
Yeah.
Do you think it's sometimes like wild?
Yeah. I think that we just have so much going on, like between sports and kids and work. And
totally. Like,
there's so much going on. We got a lot on each of our plates.
Yeah. I just think it's wild to think that in 7 days, so much can happen. So crazy. It's so crazy.
Well, do you ever think like last night we had a dinner for like the whole football team.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin likes when I stay there for the whole time. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So we had one last week too. But when I was at the dinner last night, I was like, how has it only been a week since we last did this?
Yeah.
Like it feels like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just wild.
I know. Anyways, let's talk about more lighthearted stuff.
Okay. So I don't know if this is more lighthearted, but I did start watching Tell Me Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Love.
It's so good, huh?
Love.
Right. It's really well done.
Yeah. I'm almost through the fourth episode. I'm like halfway through episode 4. And then this week came out episode 5. So
no, this week came out episode 4.
Hold on.
No?
Getting a knock at the door.
That's okay.
I locked them out, but
I love that. Somebody needs her attention. Let's see. Tell Me Lies.
Yay. Call me. You're pretty.
Oh, she get flowers. Oh yeah, she's right. There's episode 5. Oh, I thought it was only out episode 4.
No, it's not right now. I'm recording.
Hmm. Hi, Reed.
Hi.
Friend. Hi. What's up? Friend.
Friend.
Yeah, let's finish
it. Our deuces. I'm going to slide
down. Guys, donuts.
Okay, stop making out. It's time to come back.
Oh, you can't. Come on.
Hello.
Sorry.
Did you get flowers?
I got flowers and donuts and coffee.
Cute. As you should.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, that's okay. We could hear you. I was commentating for everybody. Christian was so loud and clear. I'm dead.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's sweet, friend.
So anyways, tell me lies. I'm almost
caught
up. You're
right. Episode 5 did just air this week. Okay, yeah. So you're halfway through that one or episode 4?
4. I'm halfway through episode 4. So I'm almost there right now. The main male character is off and away doing interviews.
Oh, yeah, for internships.
Yeah. So Steven. Yeah, you're right. This story has a lot of negative male energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also see at that age why these girls are so wrapped around it.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of immaturity stuff.
Right.
It's a lot of immaturity stuff.
And like, so basically the premise of the show is these kids go off to college and they're all like trying to make new friends and they're trying to figure out what college life is. And it primarily focuses around this group of girls, one specifically, Lucy, and they're getting invited by older classmen to frat parties and things like that. And so they're getting wrapped up in these older classmen.
Crowds. Uh-huh.
Right.
That, more experienced, access to more stuff, like a little more wild in their times. Yeah. But it's also interesting because Steven is wild and manipulative and like all those things, but he's also very bright and driven and focused. And so it's an interesting juxtaposition of like that side of, I don't know, college, I guess, of like being focused and working hard, and the side of like partying and sleeping with people and trying to figure out who you can trust, who you can't trust, you know?
Right. It's like, it's almost like he uses all of his intelligence for negative instead of using it to direct it positively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting. Isn't it good?
Yeah. It's super good.
Yeah.
It keeps you wrapped in. Like you don't realize that you've just watched an hour of the show.
No, it feels like a 30-minute show.
Yes.
It goes so fast. There's so much going on, but it's not hard to follow everything going on.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? Like everything gets enough time and gets enough focus that you can keep up.
Right.
I don't know if that makes
sense. So I do like it because you have to, it's not like you said, it's not a hard follow. You're not having to like overly process or think or anything like that, but you find yourself doing it anyways, because you're trying to figure out the backstory to these characters and why they're acting the way that they are.
Right. And it's not necessarily that you have to think hard to keep up. Like if you wanted to be mindless while watching it, you could.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah. There's so much more to all these stories that you're trying to keep up with.
Yes.
And want to like crack the code or like guess who is she going to end up with? Yeah.
Right. Or like, how does she end up with, because the beginning of the show, she starts with one guy and then the whole entire show is kind of like a flashback to her college days. Uh-huh. So you're like, how does she?
Yeah.
Because you know, she's not with her friend, the guy from college. Wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. How did I forget?
You know, she's not with the guy from college. So it's like, how did that come about? And then you see in the show, so the first scene is her friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the, and she's marrying the guy that she's marrying. Well, then in the show, you see that that's one of the roommates she meets. And that guy is a friend of the friend group that they're involved in. But as of right now, as of the middle of episode 4, the bride in the beginning and the groom in the beginning really haven't even, they've never even talked.
Right.
So you're kind of like trying to figure out how.
Do you see Steven when he shows up at the wedding?
Terrible. absolutely terrible.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why they made him grow his hair out.
It's disgusting.
Awful. Shave that shit. It is terrible.
It is so bad. By the way, I'm doing my makeup. Can you tell? Is it loud or is it okay?
No, I can't hear it at all.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, no. That was not a good look. Yes, but it is kind of like it's almost like a mystery kind of. And then there's like a tragedy that happens very early on that really intercepts and like affects a lot of things. I don't know. It's so good. It's so good. I guess it's based off books. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Kind of like how The Summer I Turned Pretty was. Like, I feel like those ones that are adapted off books right now that are happening are so good.
They are. I actually heard just yesterday that, remember that movie I told you about, The Gray Man on Netflix?
Yes, yes.
That was based on a book, and it was a writer. So remember how I told you it was a lot of action, like almost too much?
Yes.
So I found out yesterday that that writer was trying to get like a deal, like a book deal. And he had written a book and they told him there's not enough action in it. And so he wrote The Gray Man and he was like, fuck them. I'm going to put action on every single page. And then they're going to be like, oh, this may be too much. Like basically to prove them wrong. And he wrote the book and he took it to the editors and they're like, we love it. And then they made a movie almost immediately.
That's amazing.
And so there was too much action, but it was written like that as like a joke.
On purpose. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Not funny.
Well, good. I'm glad that you like Tell Me Lies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find another one like that right now because like we had The Summer I Turned Pretty, then we had Tell Me Lies. I want another one because they're so good.
So good.
I get so hooked.
Another one that I've still been watching on Hulu is The Patient with Steve Carell.
Oh, yeah. I never started that. Is it still good?
Yeah, it's still good. It's dark. There's more layers of darkness coming in.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay. I got to make time for that one, The Patient. But you said I can't watch it at night.
I mean, you can. Just like, I don't know. It's kind of like a... like crime show vibes. I get freaked out by crime shows at night, but
okay. I guess I could try and just see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we've watched it at night and I'm not like having nightmares. It just kind of.
It's a little jarring.
Yeah. It gives you like the heebie jeebies.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So it's not the end of the world though, but it's good.
Okay. It's so we need to talk about all the shows Adam Levine.
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. By the way. Okay. I have two things. These kind of tie together.
Okay.
Obviously, Sam Smith's new song, Unholy, is like everywhere right now, all over TikTok, whatever.
Not going to lie. I don't know that I've heard it.
Yeah, you absolutely have. Let me find it. It's the sound clip that everybody's using for everything right now. Okay. Hold on. I'll find it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know it was Sam Smith.
Yeah. So that's his new song, Everywhere, right now. Well, I guess he kept delaying releasing it. Then he finally did, and he released it, like, one or two days after this whole Adam Levine scandal. And so people are speculating, like, was that timed out? Like, was there a tip somewhere? Because now, obviously, they can use it as, like,
against Adam Levine.
Yeah, like a new way to make TikToks making fun of Adam Levine or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. Let's talk about the Adam Levine scandal though.
Okay. So it came out this week. I don't remember what day, but it came out this week that Adam Levine, it came out this TikTok girl, this Instagram girl that said, I was having an affair with a famous singer.
And who's married to a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. So yeah. Then she says something about, like, everybody knows who Maroon 5 is, so here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know why she had it. The statement was weird to me because it was, like, the beginning of the statement, it seemed like she wasn't going to say exactly who it was.
Right.
Because she was going to keep it private. I was talking to a rock star, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
And then in the next sentence, she's like, everybody knows who Maroon 5 is.
Uh-huh.
So right. That was strange to me. So then she starts posting screenshots, and these screenshots were
from DMs.
From DMs, yes. Yeah. And they're so inappropriate. They're from Adam Levine's verified account. It's obviously him. Mm-hmm. She's doing screen recordings and scrolling. Like, you can't Photoshop that. Like,
right. No, he caught and he copped to them eventually.
Right.
So, like, these are legit.
They're legit. Like, he's completely in the wrong telling her how great her body is. You're so fucking hot, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, his messages sound like a teenager.
1,000%. Like, they're so cringy.
Like,
they're so cringy.
If a 40-year-old man was texting you stuff like this, you'd be like, dude, are you still in high school?
Right. Right.
Like, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you is yes, I agree with you. It's so cringy. It's so cringy. Okay, so that came out, right? This girl leaked her DMs, made a whole TikTok on it. He copped to it. He goes on his Instagram stories, which I didn't like his response. He goes on his Instagram stories and says, I never cheated, but I crossed the line. Basically saying, like, I never met up with her. We never had sex, like, whatever, whatever. So then after that, more girls start coming forward and saying, like, I was also being hit up by Adam Levine. Some of these girls look thirsty and look like they chased him down. And some of these girls look like he was really inappropriate.
Right.
So there's one girl on TikTok that was exposed, and her text message it, or her DMs to him, like, she is chasing him. She's trying to get him to say stuff inappropriately. She's trying to, like, meet up with him, and he's not into it. Like, at one point she says, when we can we meet up or kiss or something like that? And he goes, I'm married, I'm not doing that. She goes, oh yeah, of course, la la la. So, like, he wasn't giving in to some of these women. There is one woman, another one, where he was commenting on how hot she was, this and this, and then at some point it says, like, when I see you in person again. And so it's like, obvious that they met up, but we don't know what that means. But then also in her in their DM, she said, next time we meet up, I'll ask if you want to kiss the devil. And then people are looking up who she is. She's stunning, drop dead gorgeous. She's tatted to the nines, and she has a tattoo of the devil on her, like, vagina. So that's why she sent him, like, next time we meet up, I'll ask if you want to kiss the devil. So people are like, okay, they had to have, like, been sexually.
Why is that even public knowledge that she has a tattoo of the devil on her vagina?
Well, because it comes up out of her bikini line. And so people can see, they're like, oh, that's a devil. Like, when she takes bikini pics, and that's what they were talking about.
That's,
you know,
so weird.
The TikTok trolls, they don't miss a thing. So
they be trolling.
They be trolling, honey. So obviously I'm getting fed all these TikTok videos about this scandal because I like them whenever they come up. And the first one I saw that was, like, contradicting of the story of him hooking up with this girl who initially outed him is, there is a girl who says, I used to date her brother. And she is the shittiest person I have ever met. She used to send threatening messages to my boyfriend about me. She used to tell her parents not to help me. Like, she was out to ruin my life because I guess she didn't have great parents. So, like, at one point, the boyfriend's parents, like, let her stay with them.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so toxic. She's like, she was so toxic. She would make my boyfriend cry for, like, the things that she would say about me because he obviously didn't want to break up with me, but she was relentless, like, just a nasty person. Nasty.
Ew.
So she's like, I'm not surprised that she's intertwined in this drama right now. And I'm sure she was the aggressor. I'm sure that she made the first move, like, saying all this stuff about this girl that's, like, she's not necessarily the most credible. And she had screenshots too of, like, this girl messaging her and, like, threatening her and, like, sending pictures from her Instagram to, like, the family group chat, like, this fucking bitch and shit like that. Like, she was nasty.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So that came out about that girl. And then another girl, like, put up a TikTok video and she's like, I thought it was common knowledge that Adam Levine and Bahati have an open relationship because Bahati was in my boyfriend's DMs a couple years ago.
Shut up.
Yes. And so she's like, so I thought like they had an open relationship that I didn't understand what the big drama was about, like Adam DMing this girl. And if you see, like, there's paparazzi photos of them out right now where they look like all chummy, just out and about, like yada, yada, yada. And so it's like, okay, so what's the truth here? Like, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Right. Obviously, there's more to the story. It's not as simple as Adam was in these girls' DMs. Like, there's more to it. And we might never know. And that's what we always say on here is, like, you know, the celebrity world is a world we'll never really know or understand. Like, they show us what they want us to see. But it does, like. Adam Levine does look super messy. It's like, bro, maybe you should just stay off social media.
Yeah, forever.
You know what I mean? So
I don't know. That's so weird to me. And that if they do have an open relationship, that does make more sense as to why they're still together. They're still having a baby.
And she hasn't said anything at all.
Right.
She never went on her Instagram story. She never went on, like, and people are outraged. Chrishell from Selling Sunset commented because she's like, I'm really sick of these men. Every time there's a cheating scandal, being the first ones to speak. Like, you don't say that we're good. You've done enough. Shut up.
Right.
Let your woman have a voice, which I agree. And obviously she's been through it. But there might be more there than we understand.
Right. And that's like that at the end of the day, that's Bahati's choice that she wasn't the first one.
Right. Right.
She chose that. Like, right. I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't like, no, you're not allowed to post first about this. Like,
right.
She hasn't posted at all.
She probably doesn't give a shit.
So
she honestly probably doesn't care. They're going to let this blow over and they're going to go back to their happy little life. But
right.
I think the most jarring thing for me out of all of this is the girl's name, the initial girl that came out with the accusations. Her name was Sumner. Mm-hmm. And Adam Levine, when he DM'd her, like, apparently they hadn't been talking for months. He DMs her out of the blue and says, I'm having a baby boy. I want to name him Sumner. How do you feel about that, dead ass? And it's like, that's highly inappropriate.
Right.
That's really inappropriate.
Right. Well, and then it makes you wonder, like, are his other kids named after affairs?
Right.
Apparently on either side. Like, is Bahati naming?
Right. Right. Odd. These people are odd. Oh, one last thing about this scandal I want to talk about. Did you see that Erin Foster, David Foster's daughter, came out and was speaking about it?
No.
She basically made a TikTok or an Instagram story or something attacking the women that have come out and spoken out. And she's like, he's married man. Like, you're just as much to blame as he is. Like, all this stuff coming for these girls. And people are now coming for Sarah Foster because they're like, at what point are we going to stop blaming women for men's mistakes? Like, yes. Should she have responded? No. But we don't know the context of what he told her about his marriage. We don't know the context of what was said between them. And if he said we have an open relationship, we don't know any of that.
I think that in all of these situations, no matter what, that the man and the woman are equally at fault.
Right.
Equal.
I agree.
Sumner and Adam are equally at fault for this. Adam, obviously he's married. He's this and that, but Sumner knows he's married.
Yeah. 1,000%.
So like, I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for either one of them. You're both messy as hell. You're both fucking shady and you're both assholes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't completely disagree with Sarah Foster. Like, it is Sumner's fault too. She did know Adam was married.
Right. Well, I agree. I totally agree with that. I just think that there's more to the manipulation when it's, first of all, celebrity. Second of all, a celebrity with a lot of influence, a lot of money, a lot of this, a lot of that. Like, it's a power thing at that point, you know, for, especially because he's in his 40s, these girls are in their 20s. Like, if Adam Levine was in your DMs when you're 25, what the fuck would you think? Right. You know what I mean? Like, you would freak out. So that's, it's a power thing too, is what a lot of people are saying. Like, yes, you shouldn't respond to a married man's DMs, obviously. But he knows he's Adam Levine. He knows he can get away with shit. He knows the girls don't care. So he's going to use that power to his advantage. So I think there's a little bit of manipulation that probably goes on there when you have that much power and money and notoriety.
I'm sure.
So I think that's the only thing that I would say about it is like, yes, Sarah Foster's right. She, you know, you shouldn't be responding to a married man's DMs totally. But I think that there's more to it when it's somebody of influence.
I agree.
So that's fair. Crazy. Okay. So since I already brought up the Sam Smith song, I want to talk about it real quick. It's like such a hot topic on social media. So this song, the first like clip of it came out weeks ago, and that like him and the girl that they did the song together, they put out like a little TikTok video, and obviously like everyone takes the sound and runs with it. It's a hot sound. Like it's a nice beat.
Right.
So people are now irritated because it's been out for weeks and they finally released the song and they're like, so you put out the best part of the song, like the rest of the song sucks. Giving Sam Smith all his hate, right? And I feel bad for Sam Smith and this girl who put out this song because I highly doubt that it's all the artist's idea to put out a clip that early. I really, really doubt it. Like, I think that's all the music industry. I think that's the new way of promoting these new songs. Instead of going to the radio, they're going to TikTok influencers and being like, I'll pay you this much to make dances or videos to this song.
Right.
You know, it's a whole thing. And so I don't think it's fair to blame Sam Smith and this girl. Like, I don't think they had any, if at all, control over the release of it.
I'm sure they didn't.
So that sucks. Like, that would be something I'd be irritated about, you know, as an artist of like, okay, well, now nobody gives a shit. The song's actually out to download and this and that. Now nobody cares.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's shitty. I wouldn't like that either. And I do think that that's what the music industry is doing. And I think that it's a cheaper way to market.
1,000%.
Like, yeah, you're paying these Instagram model or influencer or whoever, TikTok influencers, but wherever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
But but you got to think, like, they may be paying one or two influencers. And
then it takes off.
And then it takes off. And other influencers are doing it and people are following these specific people. And so it just takes off so fast and you're paying two people instead of buying billboards and this and ads on social media, different social medias and all this other stuff. Like,
Yep. I totally agree with you. I mean, honestly, it's smart. But that's also what's nice about TikTok and social media for like people that aren't signed is you get noticed and you can get recognized so much easier.
Right.
Sometimes, you know? So yeah, it's interesting from both sides, but I do think it sucks for like the genuine artists that are like, all right, I guess, you know,
right.
But
I'm glad that Sam Smith's coming out with new music though. I've always loved his music and he's been kind of MIA.
He has. And I'm glad that his new song is such a different sound than what he's normally does. Cause normally it sounds, you know, more like lyrical and not more, so like poppy and clubbish.
Adele-y.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, okay. Have you seen all this drama going on with the KTLA news anchors?
I haven't seen any of it.
Okay. So there's these two KTLA news anchors, hold on, let me look it up so I can read it.
So KTLA is like our local morning news.
Yeah, like this is getting attention everywhere. Like the New York Times is writing about it.
Our local Channel 5 news.
Okay, so hold on. Can't read that article. I have to pay to read it.
Oh. No thanks.
LA Times. Okay, so it says a Los Angeles TV anchorman just got the boot for going ballistic against management on air after his co-anchor was not allowed to say so long to viewers after she resigned. Mark Mester had been suspended earlier this week, but KTLA decided what he did warranted termination. Mester was pissed off that co-anchor Lynette Romero whom Mester called his best friend, told management she was leaving after 24 years to anchor at another station, and management didn't allow her to have an on-air goodbye. After 24 years, that's super shitty. So they didn't allow her to say goodbye, and producers had reportedly written a segment for Mester to read, the guy, to read as tribute to Lynette. But he refused, and instead, he said, I want to start off right now by offering up an apology to you, Lynette. Like, this is on air, off the cuff. I love you so much. You literally are my best friend. You did not deserve what happened to you. He also, he was not done calling the move rude, cruel, and inappropriate. He also told viewers a plane was flying over KTLA with a banner that read, We love you, Lynette. The plane was chartered by Mester, according to LA Times. Apparently, Lynette was willing to stay if she could anchor weeknights instead of weekends, but the station wouldn't budge, and that's why she left. So then he ended up getting the boot because on air, he basically said, like, I am so sorry for the way that this network treated you when you decided to move on to a different station in a different position. It was completely uncalled for after your devotion to this station for 24 years, and everybody is allowed an opportunity to move on to bigger and better things. Like, he was respectful. He didn't curse. He didn't say anything, like, inappropriate. But he basically said, like, the way that she was treated by this station was shitty. And obviously, the station got pissed off and fired him.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny is that... So, I started watching... I literally only watched the first episode, but the morning show on Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
And it has Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. Okay. And so I started watching it, and that's what happens in the first episode. Somebody gets fired, and they make Jennifer Aniston, her like news partner that she's had for 20 years, gets fired. Now, he had gotten fired for sexual misconduct, but still.
Oh, yeah.
And they made her do a statement about, like, we're so sorry, we will miss you, blah, blah, blah.
And they made her do this. Probably felt shitty.
Right. They made her do this big statement on air.
Wow. Crazy. Crazy.
That's so wild.
I feel bad for the guy because I think that he did the right thing. Like, I think it was super shitty of the network to not allow her to say goodbye to the viewers, to not like have a final moment.
Right.
I don't blame him for doing what he did, like sticking up for his friend. And calling a spade, like, this is inappropriate. This is so unprofessional. Like, I can't believe this was allowed.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's so shitty.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Ugh. I don't like that kind of shit. Like, if somebody leaves a job, just let them leave a job. Don't be vindictive. Don't be angry. Like, you're no longer offering what they need. Mm-hmm. And so that's okay. There's a million other people that can fill their spot. And
And so long.
And see we're you later. Done.
And we're done.
Why is this a big deal?
I don't know. Politics. I don't know. So first episode of Kardashians, we haven't even talked about it.
Okay, first episode of Kardashians was, I had a lot of thoughts while I was watching it. So the majority of the episode was about Khloe having a baby, how Tristan's been such a fucking shitty person. I think
it basically laid out the timeline from like the moment Kim found out that she had done the egg transfer to the moment of the birth. So it was almost like a movie dedicated to the birth of this baby and him coming.
Right. Okay. So, and I think that it was necessary for the viewers that are invested.
Yeah, to catch up with real time.
Right, to see what's going on, to know how everything went. People are invested. And I think that when you've done a reality TV show for as long as they have, like, they're huge. People follow you. People want to know. People feel like they're your friend through the TV.
Right.
And so I do think that it was necessary that that was done. I was glad that it was done. It was one of the first times that Khloe really broke down, not in a like aggressive way like she did previously. She kind of broke down and was like, dude, I've been fucked over again. Like, what is wrong?
She's picking the shittiest fucking men.
Right.
Like, and so honestly,
on one aspect, I'm like, girl, he's done this to you multiple times before. I don't know why you're surprised. I don't know that. Like, so on one aspect, it was, I kind of didn't have a ton of empathy, but on the other aspect, I feel like seeing anybody hurt like that.
Oh yeah. It was shitty.
Sad.
Uh-huh. It was so shitty. I think, I don't know. Like, I don't know why she would stay with somebody like that or decide to have another baby with him, like, after his track record. Like, the shit he had already done was unforgivable.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, right. To think, it's just, like, it's not just, like, I don't want to compare it, but in an abusive relationship, it doesn't start out the worst it'll ever be. No. It starts off small and subtle and works up to complete and total chaos. And that's right. What she went through with Tristan. Like, it started off, it honestly started off fucking shitty. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. Like, the fact you can forgive somebody for cheating on you when you're 9 months pregnant and being so sloppy you got caught, and then going into labor early from the stress, like, never, never.
Which that they never showed on any episode before either.
Mm-mm.
That so we everybody had thought, and they played it off like he had did it days before True's due date. True was born exactly when she
at
was
term born. Yeah,
right. And that's how it was portrayed before. Now we find out that she was mm-hmm. born early because of the stress,
right? So I get what you're saying, like, feeling bad for her. I do feel bad for her. I don't think anybody deserves, like, that level of manipulation is scary and terrifying. Right. And then to turn around and be able to say, like, yeah, let's have a baby. This is a good idea. Like, wow. Wow.
Right. And I think, I mean, even her family talked about it. Like, everybody in the show was talking about it. Like, you already knew for months that this other woman was having your baby and it hadn't uh-huh. come out yet. And you still were pushing, let's implant this embryo. Like, that's the most shady, fucked up thing.
Yeah. It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. So, like, obviously, on one hand, I feel bad for her because she was totally manipulated.
Right.
I don't know. I will say that I'm glad that fucking Kylie is finally on the show. She's the only one that says it like it is when it comes to Tristan.
Yeah, where has she been?
I don't know. She probably just didn't want to, film before. I don't know. But
welcome,
like,
back, Kylie.
Yeah. And, like, the thing she said, she, like, went for it with Tristan, which nobody else has. Nobody else right. will. And she straight up said, like, the fact that he was able to still do this is unforgivable. It is. Well,
I think that Kylie also has a different level of, like, hurt by Tristan, because not only, like, has she seen her sister go through this, like the rest of them, but her best friend did this. Like,
true.
She ruined lifelong friendships because of Tristan.
True. Yeah, that's a really good point. I never thought about, really.
So I think that's a whole nother level for Kylie. Like, you've literally come into our lives. You destroyed my sister. You've destroyed my friendship. You've destroyed a lot of things. And
no way.
Yeah. Like, why are you still here?
Right. He's disgusting. So it's Chloe going through, like, all the motions. Does she want a baby shower? Does she not want a baby shower? Has a baby shower? Like, it's just all the things. But it is odd because you text me and you're like, so what does this mean? Does this mean that we're not going to talk about the pregnancy at all during the regular season? Or, like, right. Does this mean, I don't know. Like, it just seems so odd. So are we just going to pretend like the whole Chloe having a baby thing doesn't exist? Or are we going to see her with the baby now? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get it. And so they did this episode, obviously, all about Chloe and the baby and everything like that. And then they were showing, like, clips of what's to come in the season and blah, blah, blah. First of all, they took out every single clip of Pete Davidson.
So annoying.
Which is irritating. Like, that did happen in your life. That was a big part of it. And I don't know, maybe because Pete Davidson has come out now and was like, I would have done anything for Kim and she used me as a rebound. Like, I feel used.
I called that though, dude. It's so textbook rebound. Like,
right.
Divorced girl, bunch of kids going for the hot new 26-year-old. Like, yeah, duh.
Right.
Sorry, so, Pete.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she didn't like that he's coming out, that he came out with that statement. Hard to say. But then also a lot of the things that happen in this season, timeline wise, happened prior to Chloe's baby being born.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, was that just, did we just do Chloe's baby to, like, address the elephant in the room and get it out of the way. And then now we're going back in time. Like, was that just the prequel or I don't understand. I don't understand the timeline.
I don't understand it either. I get why they did it because everybody has been like, when the fuck, me included, when the fuck is Chloe going to acknowledge this new child she had? Right. Like, when is she going to stop posting about True and talk about this little baby? So I do think it was necessary, but I also found it annoying. Like, just say on your social media that you had a baby. Say that he doesn't have a name yet. Do your whole spiel. And then just air the season as normal.
Right.
Like, let it all unfold in the timeline. Like, Tristan, Pete, Courtney getting married, Courtney starting a business. Like, why not let all that stuff air organically? Like, this is the part about the Kardashians that's starting to annoy me, is the overproduction of it. Like, their show now is about them having a show and being famous. That's what their show is about. It's not about a family anymore. It's not about these girls and their relationships and trying to find their career. It's about them being famous.
Right.
It's so weird.
Right.
I get it. It's just totally different. And like, I don't know if all the viewers feel like this or it's just us, but like, bring back the natural organic moments. Stop overproducing everything.
Well, I think things started getting overproduced when the girls started becoming executive producers.
Totally.
Like, now they're in control of what's being aired and they're not airing all the things that people really want to see.
Uh-huh. Like, Kim probably told them cut out all the Pete stuff.
And, right.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. That was, what, 9 months? That's a huge chunk of your life.
It's so stupid. I agree with you. I totally agree. So, I don't know. I hope the rest of the season is good. Like, I still am not vibing off of Courtney. Like, I still don't really care.
Vibed off Courtney.
Yeah, but she used to be the it girl, though, when her and Scott were together. Like, I've never been able to get back on the Courtney train since.
No.
And I thought that her being with Travis was going to be like, her and Travis in the beginning were so fucking cute. The little photos on Instagram and then lovey-dovey and then this and that. And it's just gone to such a weird level.
It's too sexualized for me.
Yes. And it's like, why did he have to come to Chloe's baby shower with you? Why were only him and fucking Corey there? Like, they're so annoying. They're so annoying. You guys could be inside and have a beer. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I think they're toxically intertwined.
I think that it is a love bomb situation. Right. I think it's not necessarily healthy. And like, I am a fan of Travis. I'm a fan of Courtney, but I think the two of them together are so unhealthy already. And like, they grasp at things to be more healthy. Like this whole, they both have these wellness things now and they both eat vegan. And it's like, but that doesn't, I don't know. Are we just being shitty people? Like,
maybe.
I think that there's more to it than that. Like, there's a mental level of healing that needs to take place. And maybe they have. I don't know. From outside looking in, it just seems unhealthily intertwined.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all.
I agree. And your relationship cannot be all about making out and having sex with each other.
Right. And grabbing each other's ass and
and eating weird cheese. Like, that can't be your whole relationship.
And I didn't like that when Courtney or Chloe was FaceTiming the family when the baby came, and she's FaceTiming Courtney. And I don't know if you caught this, but Penelope's like, "He's so cute," this and that. And Courtney goes, "Oh, nice."
Yeah.
Nice. It's a fucking baby, dude. Like,
I know.
You don't say, oh, nice. Like, I don't know. I think she's so different than she used to be, and it really bums me out.
I agree. I'm not about it.
It really bums me out.
I'm not about the new fucking vampire vibe she's got.
No, and it's like, she would have been the first one in that room with Chloe. She would have been the first one helping her through this Tristan shit. She would have, like, when she was with Scott, she still had a healthy relationship with everyone else.
I agree. Now that she's with Travis, she doesn't have a healthy relationship with anybody, including her kids.
Right.
I know.
Anyway,
it's odd.
That's just the vibe I get with them. It's not a good one.
a lot of people, you sent me a TikTok, but I've seen multiple on this about everybody thinks that True released the name of Kylie's baby.
I think so. I rewatched the episode last night because the first time I was like in and out of sleep. And I still think that she did.
I still think
she did. Because True says it so casually on the phone when she sees her baby brother. And she goes, "Hi, Snowy." Nobody would just say Snowy to say Snowy.
No.
She literally like looks at the baby, calls him Snowy. And she goes, Chloe goes, "Haha, that's not Snowy. Or that's not his name.
That's not his name.
That's not his name." But she didn't say like, "Snowy, where did you get Snowy from?"
Right.
Snowy. It was more like, "That's not, this isn't him."
Yes.
So I think that that's, and I was watching the Sam's and I was like, "Well, why would they leave that in there?" And I'm like, "Because it's an Easter egg, dude. Like that's gold. It's total. That's what Taylor Swift does all the time.
It's to see how people react."
Mm-hmm. The Kardashians have started to do it here and there, so I'm not surprised they left it in.
No.
And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if that's the name. I think it's dumb. I think it's so dumb. Like Stormy and Snowy. It's just too much.
Imagine growing up. No. Legit. Imagine your son growing up and or even like being a girl and you bring home your new boyfriend and his name is Snowy.
Right. Anyways.
My mom would be like, "What?
It's so silly." Fuck? Like, I mean,
automatically would be unimpressed just by his name.
Right. People were speculating that Chloe named the baby Kardashian Thompson Kardashian.
I don't think so.
But I would get why people think that because they're like, it would make sense because then he's a bloodline Kardashian and he'll be the next generation. And because none of the boys right now have Kardashian as last name in the family. And I'm like, I get that. But the thing, like, if I was Chloe and Tristan did that to me, like, I would give a big fuck you and be like, "Yeah, you wish your last name was going to be his last name."
She's not going to. She's too loyal.
That's my thing. But she cares too much about the image, about True and him having the same last name.
Yep.
The fact that she even wanted to name this little boy with the name T is fucked up.
I don't get the draw. Like, why does everybody have to have the same fucking letter of their first name?
Especially if the dad that they have the last name after does not give two shits about this fucking baby. And you can't convince me that he does. Or that he gives two shits about True. Or he wouldn't do the things he did.
If he cared that much about the baby, he would have been there when the baby was born. And he wouldn't have asked Chloe's permission.
My thing is, why do we keep rewarding him for this kind of behavior? He gets away with fucking murder and still gets all the luxury that comes with this child.
Right.
No. When you treat me like this, when you treat our family like this, when you lie to me to my face for months about creating another child. No. Like, I cannot believe that she still will. Yeah, I can't. I just can't. I cannot fathom it.
I know.
I don't care that that's his baby. And I don't care that you want a good story and this and this and this. Fuck that. He made this decision. He can deal with the repercussions.
Right.
You can let your son know the truth one day. Dad was not at your birth because dad was a fucking liar.
Right.
Or dad chose to make bad decisions. So mom didn't feel comfortable having him there. I'm sorry. Like, he'll get it one day.
Yes.
Anyway.
And do they not think that children are going to, at one point, like Courtney's kids are Googling her. Do they not think that their kids are going to Google them and see of the shit that their dad did?
My thing is like, I get that Chloe thinks about the big picture and my kids and I want them to have this and the photos and this. What is True going to think is acceptable from a man when she grows up?
Why?
That should be your number one question.
Birth that big of a deal. I don't have any photos of my birth and I'm not butthurt about it.
And you'll survive.
Right. I don't have childhood trauma or any of this stuff because the only picture from my actual date of birth is the one that the hospital took.
Right.
I don't even know that the hospital still does that, but.
No, they don't. You have to take it with your phone.
Right.
But.
Right.
Anyways, it just makes me angry because I just think it's so unhealthy. And the fact that nobody's going like, "Chloe, he doesn't get a say. You need to think without a thought of him in your mind." The fact that she said in the very first moments of the show in her conventional, like, oh, I don't even want, I don't know if I want to see Tristan and I'm having another baby. I was like, okay, finally. Like, she's finally on the page of like, you don't get to own this.
No.
You can watch from the sidelines. You can be the weekend dad. The right. fact that she then turned around and still going to give the baby a teen name and he's still going to get to come to the hospital. I'm like, fuck this. I'm over it. I'm right. so sick of watching this weak shit. It's so weak.
He's biologically the dad, but he's not there.
He only
is around True as much as he is because he wanted to be back with Chloe, not because of True.
Anyways.
So fucking shitty.
It's so shitty, but that's the first episode. The first episode was all about that. So we'll see how the rest of the season goes. I don't know. Did you watch Beverly Hills this week?
I did not.
I think that this is like so odd, this whole Kathy Hilton thing blowing up and this and that. Like,
yeah.
I think it probably happened because a lot of the women are saying like she had a meltdown at the club or whatever.
Right.
But the fact that Rinna's acting like it was a life or death situation, like she's so disturbed, is so weird to me.
I think it's weird too, but on the other, because I think it's weird because Rinna is so overdramatic about 99% of the things.
Yeah.
However, when I was watching this week's episode, it reminded me of when Paris Hilton did her documentary and was talking about like, my mom had me shipped off in the middle of the night and my mom this, blah, 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 blah. And I thought that documentary was huge. People hated Kathy Hilton. People were all over her ass because of what she did to Paris.
Yeah.
And now that she's on The Housewives, she's funny. She's light. She's this, she's that. And so people just forgot about it all.
I forgot about that. I did.
Right. Like it never happened. Like Kathy's so fun. And that's kind of what Rinna's saying. Like Kathy has a persona that she keeps up. And when things don't go her way, things go really dark.
Which I believe. So, I think the thing for me is like, I think Rinna has been behind a lot of these big blow ups over the seasons. Like the way that she freaked out on Kim, that was fine. And that was violent, but she doesn't bring that up. Or the way that she instigated Denise Richards.
Right.
Like she's calculated. She knows what she's doing. When she doesn't want somebody on the show anymore, she figures out a way to make them seem so evil. They will I think now that she's probably the one that leaked Puppygate to Radar online. Probably. I think she was tired of Lisa Vanderpump and she wanted to run her off the show, and she did.
Right.
Like, I'm starting to think a lot of this shit leads back to Lisa Rinna, and I'm wondering if it's not going to work this time because Kathy Hilton is so powerful and has so much money and so much pull in that city that she's going to be the one that she won't be able to fuck over, and it's going to bite Lisa Rinna in the ass.
Yeah, but Kathy Hilton also is not as invested in filming as Rinna is. So will Kathy just be like, you know what? This shit is not worth it. Like, I'm fucking done. I have my life outside of this show. This is all Rinna lives for. Uh-huh. And I'm over it. Like, I'm done.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I just think that there's more to it.
I agree. I think that Rinna is being dramatic. However, I do think that Kathy Hilton does have a dark side that she doesn't want the public to see. And I think that Kathy's doing everything she can to cover that shit up.
You're right. I'm sure.
Obviously, something negative happened because nothing, like the cast reunion, people are saying nobody took a cast photo. Nobody took photos together. Everything was toxic. Everything was bad. Like, it was one of the worst days of my life, blah, 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 blah. Like, people are not.
No, it's caused big waves within the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to see more. I really am. I don't know what to think. I'm torn because I don't doubt that Kathy Hilton gets like that. I don't doubt it at all. I question why Rinna is acting so insane about it. That's all.
Well, yeah. And even she left Crystal's party early because she had PTSD. Okay. Mm-hmm. You weren't in war.
And I'm sorry, but like, there really were no cameras anywhere for any of these moments.
Right. There's nowhere. No camera in the Sprinter.
And right. And Lisa Rinna, you didn't think to like pop out your phone and videotape any of it? I don't know.
Or even voice record it.
That's what I mean. Like record any of it. I don't know. I find it all questionable.
I agree.
Even like Kathy Hilton said in her confessional, which I don't think she would say, like, yeah, I was out of line. But she even said, like, you know, I think Rinna has a lot going on. It makes sense with her mom. She would need to go home. And she said, like, oh, I don't think it was anything I said in Aspen. Like, she acted confused about it. So I don't know.
I could see how that would be taken like that. To me, that was kind of like to discredit Rinna.
You found it suspicious.
Yeah. I found it like, let's discredit her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's too emotional about her mom. And I don't know why she's making a big deal about me.
That makes sense. I could see that.
So I found that as manipulative, but
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I do think it's weird how much Erica keeps bringing up like her past life and her house and Tom and this and that, if she doesn't want to talk about any of the stuff going on with her.
Yeah, like, why did she drive by her house?
Well, it's okay to do that, but why are you bringing it up on camera if you don't want to talk about the past anymore or what you've been through or the legal battles and this and that? Like, then don't bring it up. I don't know.
I think that Erica's struggling with, even though all the negative shit that's happened, I still miss that life.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, my husband was a piece of shit, but she didn't realize what a piece of shit he was because he was doing it all behind her back. She was clueless to how fucked up her life was about to be. And she was just literally living the dream.
Right.
And I'm sure she misses that freedom, that I don't have to worry that, you know, my husband's a lawyer, so anything legal that happens, he'll just deal with it. Now she has to do it all on her own, and it's because of him.
I know, but it's been a while now. Like, I don't know. It's just, if she doesn't want to talk about stuff, she's going to yell at the women about how she's tired of being the subject, then don't make yourself the subject. Right. That's all.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was going to be more, like, intense than it was. I felt like it was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's always going to be questions until they say what was said in the Sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's always going to be like, I don't know, kind of like us. Like, I don't know that Rinna's all right. I don't know that Kathy's all right. Like, I don't exactly know until we find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they air it, but
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I don't know. I'm ready for some new TV.
Yeah.
I just am. Like, it's just the Housewives are becoming dated, as we keep saying. And then there's reports that Andy watched Luann and Sonia's new show and basically thought it was a crock of shit. And isn't sure what to do with it, supposedly. And that he also doesn't want to do the legacy thing. And he wants to just go back to classic, like, recast the Housewives.
I heard that Andy watched Luann and Sonia and was like, this is what people want.
Oh, I didn't read that. Maybe,
and,
though.
Like, this is what people want. And that's why he wants to scrap legacy and like recast OG Housewives as the Housewives.
I don't know. I'm so scared with what they're going to do with New York. It needs to be something totally different and they fresh. Need to
scrap New York.
I agree. Okay. Well,
I feel like a mean girl. Quit trying to make New York happen.
Right. It's like, it's washed up. Give it a minute to breathe and then we'll circle back.
Right.
Yeah. I feel that.
We're done.
We are done. All right. I think I got to call it a wrap and get ready for my game.
All righty. Well, have a good game. Good luck.
Thanks. Happy birthday, friend. I hope you enjoy your day.
I will. It'll be good. So, all right, guys. Thanks for joining us for another week of Relatable Reality. Always, we're on Instagram at Relatable Reality Podcast. And then, of course, Apple Podcast app, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.